Well, good. I think we had a good practice today. It's the first practice, a lot of enthusiasm, and what you want to do is carry that enthusiasm over every practice that we have. We're in helmets, per NCAA rule. We'll be in the helmets the next day, and then we'll work our way into shoulder pads and pads. But, there's a lot of good athletes out there. We're real impressed with our young players. We had a lot of them out there, and so my head's kind of on a swivel trying to look at things and evaluate. But they also have been here all summer working out with the players, and the older players have been coaching them up a little bit. So, a lot of good stuff. Just got to make every day count and get up tomorrow morning and have better practice.
Gary, with the young guys, I mean, I guess first step is all of them are here. That's always got to be the first nice thing for a coach when your whole recruiting class makes it to campus.
Yeah, for the most part, we're pretty consistent. Occasionally, we have a player or two, but for the most part, everybody's here, and they were here most of the summer, too. And, they're advancing their degrees. They're working to get better, and they come in here a lot better prepared for a couple reasons. One is because of the strength and conditioning that they do, Pat Ivey does. The other reason is because the skill improvement that they do with just the older players, that they're learning offense and defense, and our older kids do a great job. So, we'll see how that'll sorts out. That'll sort its way out in the next 23 practices.
Gary, particularly with your wide receivers, you've got so many of them that and a lot of good young ones.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that you get the opportunity to see what they can do when they're a third, fourth string right now on first day?
Well, the first day, J-Mac was on fourth or fifth team, and so was Kaufman, and so was Rucker, and all of them. So, everybody starts at the bottom. But it's all about competition, and all our players, all the players know that. Our veteran players respect it, and I think it's a trust that they have that the best players are going to play. And I agree with you. I think there's a lot of competition. A lot of things can happen with that group in particular. Some other groups also, and it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens. That'll be kind of fun to watch.
How do you get the young players to kind of fight off the nerves at the first day jitters? Those kind of
I think being up here all summer has really helped that. It's been great. I'm being redundant here, but they advance their degree. They work out all summer. And they come in, and I saw them in June when they got here the first day in classes, and they looked like most freshmen do, wide-eyed and kind of what was going on around here. And they, got done with their classes, got done working out, went home for a few days, just came back, and now all of a sudden, they've been through a lot, and they've learned a lot. And that transition of being away from home, and that transition of how we lift weights and how you study and where the classrooms are on campus, all those things, they kind of went through that all during the summer, and that's I think it allows them to come out and just kind of relax and kind of compete and focus to try to show us what they can do.
Here, I know you have to follow NCAA regulations with just helmets, but how much can you evaluate when they are just helmets?
Well, I think with just helmets, one thing you always look for is just movement. It's all about movement. It's all about quickness, speed, acceleration, change of direction. That's what football is. You're changing direction. So you can see an awful lot of things. Obviously, when you get shoulder pads on, you can see a little bit more. And certainly the physical part of when you get full pads, you can't be a good football team or a good football player unless you play physical. So, we can get a lot out of every practice.
The four guys that came in early this spring, Franklin, Tyler, Waters, and Walker,
mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the progressive development of those guys.
Well, I think that, they've just got an edge on the other guys because they've been around here more. And, I think we'll see how it sorts out. I think that there's an advantage of coming in because you get a jump. You've been through an awful lot. You've been through a whole spring. You've been in full pads. For the young players, that will be the next little open-eyed deal for our freshmen is when the first day you go in full pads. Here we go. We're gonna start hitting like the Big 12. And now that day for all of them, because anybody that ever played college football remember that day. Then it's over and they smile and they say this isn't that bad and they get going. So, and we'll see how it sorts.
Daniel Schatz passed away today on iPhone.
Yeah, I just heard about that. That is sad, and prayers to his family. And our players don't even know about it. We'll probably tell them about it in a meeting tonight. But he played came in at quarterback. I think we moved him to safety. And I just heard about that about 15 minutes ago. So it's. That's what a tragedy, and certainly, as I mentioned before, the prayers go to his family.
Coach Chris Earnhardt, I may have just missed him. Was he here today? Or
No. He's gonna transfer. I'm not sure where, but he's gonna transfer.
How do your expectations for Blaine change going into year two?
I just think he just ups his game. The consistency of his play, his knowledge, his ability to see more, make more plays. You know, I think all those things. It's very natural for a quarterback at that next step. And, you know, what's going to be important for him is, you know, he can't do it alone either. You know, he's got to have a lot of guys out there making plays for him. You know, I always talk about Chase Daniel. You know, as you look back in his career, he had two first-team All-American wide receivers and two first-team All-American tight ends out there playing for him. And we know he's a great player and he, you know, plays for the Saints and everything now. But, you know, this is a team working together. And I think we've got a lot of good receivers. But guys are going to have to step it up and play at that kind of a level if we want to accomplish our goals.
How does his pressure change that's put on him now that he's a year removed from being out of Chase's?
I don't know about it. I don't know if that ever bothered him. I mean, you know, like day one a year ago, I told him, you are who you are. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to run around and act like Chase Daniel with his personality. You are what you are, and, you know, you're good. And, you know, I think anybody as a competitor wants to always prove themselves. You know, he wants, you know, he'll want to win more games than Chase did as a starter. I mean, that's what you want to do. Chase set the bar. But that's good. That's competition, and that makes everybody better.
What kind of expectation do you have for Derek Washington? He's played a lot of football games for you.
Well, I think, you know, I think you want to play him better than you ever played before. You know, that's the key. Anytime you have returning starters, people always say, well, they got, you know, 15 or 16 returning starters. Well, that's fine, number one, if they're good. Number two, if they play better. So you can have, you know, if starters aren't very good and they're returning, it really doesn't matter. You know, he's a player that, you know, was a second-team all-conference player as a sophomore. Last year, you know, had a good year, and we want him to have a great year this year. So, you know, he's working hard, and he's doing well.
Going into your 10th season.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh?
Yeah, I know. What kind of expectations?
Well, I just think program-wise, you're always looking to try to make your program better, and you know, you want to keep building it. You want to win more games. You want to, you know, be in hunts for more championships. You know, all those things. You know, you don't sit back and, you know, say, well, we've had some success. You know, everybody knows me. We don't do that. We just focus on trying to make ourselves better. Really, nothing's changed since the day we got here. We just work our program, work the plan, and my job is to make sure it's efficiently done, attention to detail in every area, and that's what I try to do. Yeah.
Who's writing doing the copy?